You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Picture in your head for a moment the most embarrassing search you've ever done on ChatGPT, the most embarrassing question you've ever asked, and then imagine if that was then posted to all your social medias. Well, recently, Meta AI has faced some backlash because apparently some of the people's who have been using Meta AI, some of their posts have been posted publicly, and it's been quite humiliating. So we got kind of a funny story today. Before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah. So this week, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, or if you're new, every week Jamie and I record an exclusive video tutorial where we break down how we're using AI in our own businesses. And we post it on our school community. So it's $19 a month, and we have over 50 videos breaking down software, tools, strategies. We break down like figures. This week, we recorded a whole video on the software that we both use for email marketing. So I have an email newsletter of over 90,000 people. And I was essentially showing how I used AI to help me create that newsletter and get such a high open rate. Over 15,000-20,000 people daily opening the newsletter, and how I was able to do that with AI. So if you're interested in that, or 50 other videos on how Jamie made $20,000 last year with a side hustle on Amazon, how he's using AI to scale it, all of that, you can go check it out. The link's in the description to the AI Hustle school community. We have over 350 members. It is an amazing resource for engaging, talking to people. So yeah, do not miss out on that. And we drop videos every single week, and we just had an amazing one this week. So go check it out. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Meta. This was pretty crazy. I remember I was on Twitter and I saw tons of these clips that people were posting. They were really mortifying, and it was essentially Meta. It reminds me of another company, which I'll roast after this, but Meta was automatically taking anyone using Meta AI, or many people using Meta AI if they didn't have their privacy settings correctly set. It was taking it and publishing their questions. And the worst part is there was their voice questions too. So if you talk to Meta AI, it was their voice questions. It was publishing them. It was horrible. I was looking on Twitter and there was a bunch where it would be like, this old guy with an Australian accent. And he's like, tell my wife I love her, but tell her this and that and make sure that it says this because it's very important. And Meta would like, okay, how about we say, dear Roseanne, I think that you're so whatever it says. It's like Meta thing. And he's like, no, that's not quite right. I don't think she's going to like it if we say that. Anyway, he's like workshopping this like love note to his wife. And, that wasn't the worst of it. Obviously, some of these are like absolutely ridiculous, asking medical questions, all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's all getting posted publicly. I'm not sure who at Meta decided this was a good idea, but I was scrolling through the Twitter in just disbelief at some of the stuff getting posted by this.
That's hilarious. Yeah, there's some funny ones. I think how this all happened is that after you ask the AI a question, there's a share button that pops up or something. And apparently it was kind of unclear about, am I sharing this or is this, I think that there was, it was too easy to share. I think that's what it came down to.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That is terrifying. So yeah, people are posting all of this, and I think it just brings up like a broader point that is important to cover. With a lot of these different AI tools, the way that you use them is important, and the privacy settings on them are very important, because ChatGPT has something very similar where you can share chats, and I can imagine people could accidentally do this. Adding the whole voice layer kind of brings up a whole nother slew of problems. I think when it's like your actual voice saying things, I think it's like just extra embarrassing. And I think it's just interesting because as we have more and more software adding AI to virtually, every single thing in the world, you got to be careful how some of this is being used how you're using these AI tools. I think ChatGPT has like an incognito mode button, which it's like, if you're asking it like personal medical questions, you probably want to click in there and not have it like posted or in there in your public or your regular ChatGPT feed and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think there's some interesting things that, that we want to look at there.
Yeah. I mean, not only, from a social perspective, obviously you don't want to share your most deep, darkest secrets on social media, but even from a privacy data protection standpoint, beyond, the sharing thing, where's this, if I ask ChatGPT a question or give it personal info, how susceptible is that to being hacked, really? And how safe really is this information? It's a valid question. And I think moving forward, there's going to have to be some changes, especially over at Meta.
Yeah, for sure. I will say there was also some just ridiculous things that got posted. There is one where someone asked, show me a pregnant big belly Mark Zuckerberg getting married to a bug. That was interesting. So there's all sorts of funny things in there. But believe it or not, Meta AI's app, so they built a standalone app, and it has already been downloaded over 6.5 million times since it came out in April of this year. So it is a very big app. There's a ton of people using it. And anyways, I think this is interesting. But believe it or not, this is not the only kind of thing that has got Meta in the hot seat this week. Sam Altman also had some very interesting news. He says that... He says Meta tried and failed to poach some of OpenAI's top talent with $100 million offers to come over and work at Meta. It evidently or apparently didn't work, or maybe it hasn't worked yet. And, Sam Altman's kind of flaunting that, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Meta right now is at a bit of a tricky spot with their AI. It's being integrated and used by a lot of people, especially because it's free. So it makes a lot of sense. And they got a lot of open source projects going on. But they evidently are trying to stay really competitive recruiting talent. And it's also become a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, I heard, the Scale CEO, Alexander Wang, is now working at Meta, correct? Is that?
Yes. Yep, that's true.
Yep, so there's that. And then, I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. I do think Meta is going to be one of the major players moving forward. Mostly, I think they have some cool stuff going on with even the, Meta Ray-Bans, and apparently you said there maybe is a Prada glasses in the work as well. So just some cool, ways to integrate AI into daily life. Plus they're already a huge platform. And so I think they have a lot of opportunity, but, Interesting. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. This is exactly what Sam Altman said. So he's on a podcast with his brother, Jack Altman, and he said, quote, Meta has started making these like giant offers to a lot of people on our team, like $100 million signing bonuses, more than that in compensation per year. And I'm really happy that at least so far, none of our best people have decided to take him up on that. This is crazy, but I think it really just highlights how competitive this space is. And these big companies know that it is do or die. Like if they're able to get the top talent and make the biggest AI breakthroughs, their companies are going to succeed. But it also, I think, highlights the point that there's only a certain amount of people that are really on the cutting edge of designing and innovating the latest and newest things in AI. And you have a handful of companies that are really crushing it. But then even like some of these smaller startups, they're all getting sucked up and absorbed by the bigger companies. Google has been acquiring, Aqua hiring pretty much Character AI and a bunch of other companies. Meta just got Scale AI or put like, multi-billion dollar investment in, and it was pulled their CEO in. Inflection got sucked into Microsoft. So I think it's really interesting. It's a super competitive space right now. But I think as far as it goes, to listeners thinking like, okay, how do I capitalize on this? Like, what is my angle? There's so much money being offered to some of these people. I think even if you're not, a top tier data scientist or, AI researcher at one of these big firms getting $100 million offer, if you're an AI expert in your industry, there is so much money and offers to be made. Like other companies, so you don't have to be the person designing this. If you are really, becoming the best in your industry at understanding how AI applies to, personal health insurance or some other aspect or industry, companies will make big offers and will be very interested in looking towards you to come in and help train their organization on how to do that. So I think there is so much opportunity that is being really not like people are not talking about it enough. They're like, AI is going to replace everyone. It's like, yeah, but people that are becoming really good experts at very niche specific AI use cases are so valuable to companies that they're also getting big offers to come over to companies and work on those things as well.
No. Yeah. I love that. That's a great point. I think a really niche AI consultant with a very specific niche, knowing which tools are best for that specific niche and how you can build it out and, you know, drive business and revenue, things like that. There's huge opportunity there for the everyday person. So,
yep. 100%. And my good friend, Connor Grennan, he has been doing AI consulting for a number of years. And I have always been blown away by the caliber of like companies. He goes and talks to hedge funds all the time. And he's offered incredible amounts of money to go and just give speeches, essentially talking them through how to integrate AI, being a bit of a consultant and helping them integrate AI at the organization, banks, hedge funds, and other big firms all the time. So I think there's so much potential. And if you're interested in some of his tips on how to become an AI consultant, Jamie and I have a video over and a whole kind of course section in our school community that walks through that. So I think there's so much potential for that right now. And yeah, it's pretty incredible to see that even a company like Meta is offering $100 million to find people that can, you know, help AI inside of their organization, develop AI, design it. And yeah, there's just a lot of money in the industry. So do not miss out on this and make sure that you are capitalizing.
And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those. And we read every single one. It helps the podcast out. And also, again, check out that school community if you want to learn how to grow grow your business or start a side hustle with AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.